back. Sorry, we were having a discussion in the studio there, and I missed the end of the record.
That's quite interesting that you got to work with Miles Davis, because he, as legend has it, that he was very intolerant of white musicians.
That's true. I grew up, as a schoolboy when we used to listen to Miles, and people would always have stories of how intolerant he was of white people, but that wasn't my personal experience, and I visited him a couple of times at home, and he was a very gracious host, and I don't know, what can you say?
Yeah.
He
made exceptions to Bill Evans and you.
Yeah, it's We Want Miles. Do you know that album?
Yeah.
That would have been good. I should have brought that in. But yes, that was an extraordinary privilege, and he would ring me when I moved back to London. I'd get phone calls from him in the middle of the night, about whatever it would be. And we were going to do some more work together.
Fairly unmistakable voice, as I would say.
Yes, you would know it was Miles. 4 o'clock in the morning, and you'd be, oh, God, it's going to be Miles Davis again. And, kick the cat off the bed to go and speak to Miles. But, and then he died, which is the end of that.
Yes. And that was obviously on the second album, Provision, or the second post-indie album, Provision. After which you had quite a long period of disaffection from music.
That's right. I just got thoroughly fed up with the business of pop music and went into retreat back to Wales, where I sort of got a cottage and lived on my own for a long time, I think. And just
a big gap.
Yeah, I walked around the lanes and went to country pubs and did a lot of thinking, and
developed a very good darts game.
That became my thing. I loved darts. That was the highlights of the week. It was a game of darts. Fantastic. I walk up a country lane and then a game of darts. Blimey. It was better than West Hollywood.
Green, I do have to ask you one question, which is a friend of mine asked me to ask you it, I feel I should. He's asked me, do you think that philosophy or thinking is of any use in the production of popular culture these days? It's an interesting.
Who was this person?
It's my friend Gary.
Gary! you buffoon!
He's.
Is it of any? Sorry, the business of thinking have any place in popular culture?
I think you start talking particularly about philosophy and probably in pop music.
I suppose some people would question the idea of introducing complicated philosophical concepts into 3-minute pop songs.
It's never pretty, is it? It's not. It's always a messy thing to try. In that case, is anybody singing philosophically based songs? I'm sure there are brave souls somewhere attempting to sing very awkwardly about
David Grubbs. I've come across who
really
covers this area a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know who he is. So you'll have to turn me on to him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But it was after this fairly lengthy spell of sort of removing yourself from the business of music. It was apparently it was hip hop that drew you back into the orbit of.
Well, hip hop was living in a Welsh countryside, and I would make forays once a week, once a fortnight, to either Bristol or London to stock up on hip hop stuff. And it kind of kept me alive. And through that, really, my interest in making music again was recharged, and so I went back over to California and started another record.
And but doing something rather unusual by trying to sort of, I don't know, it's like sort of particle accelerators trying to sort of collide white guitar pop with American hip hop. What was the rationale?
It's got an inglorious history, isn't it? The combining of rock and hip hop, with a few exceptions, and. And yet, if they were the two things that you love and that they're who you are, it would be almost dishonest to not, when you want to make music again, to express those influences and to try and do it in as least awkward and ugly fashion as possible. But I had my little shot at it.
Well, I think it works. have we got time to play before?
We have. Well, I think we're going to have to finish the show with it. So I'll thank you very much for coming in.
A great pleasure.
It's been great spending the last hour and a half with you. And we never got to talk about the fact that this station is, of course, brought to you by London Musicians Collective, and you used to go to the old
LMC. Yes, big influence on me.
The whole improv thing, we'll do that on another
talk
day.
Talk about that another day.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being in. This is from the album Anime and Bonhomie. Lindsay, thanks very much as well for helping to arrange this.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
And there'll be another program in 5 minutes. This is Scritti Politti. This is Richard Sanderson saying ta-ra.
Just watch what you are. But these woods.